Greetings, this is James Gillen, I'm your host, and we're broadcasting from beautiful Maui, from the Hawaiian Islands, and it's been quite a trip down here. You might be hearing some helicopters flying over, which has been something crazy going on here. We're seeing all kinds of helicopters in the air, not just the tour helicopters, but quite a few military helicopters, and they seem to be doing these crazy touchdowns and taking off and things like that, so it's getting really interesting. The sun is getting really active. It just threw off 12 back-to-back flares. I think they're M-class flares. And so that's going to be coming in the next two or three days. And as we know, these flares do affect the bioelectric fields around the human body. It's going to throw people into process. And so a lot of our stuff is going to be coming up. And it's very important to own that stuff when it comes up. Don't project. Don't blame. Go within, connect with your own God self, your own teacher and guide, whoever that may be, and meditate on it and just ask, you know, let go, let God, whatever you want to call it, whatever way you have of releasing this, just do it, you know, because these things are going to keep coming around to bite you until we process them. But most people know these flares, they access the bioelectric fields around the body. They trigger your emotional body, your mental body, your past lives, everything gets triggered. And so the lower frequency energies, you know, fear and guilt and sadness and sorrow and blame and all those other things keep coming up, you know, and the old wounds and traumas from past experiences are surfacing right now. And there's a major healing, a great awakening happening as we speak. Later on, I want to bring in some call-ins if you want to call in. We've also got have some things happening that I'd like to get your take on it, because I think Edward Snowden and I guess Courtney Brown and all these people are calling for some big event to happen around the 15th. And it'd be interesting to get your take on that. You know, they keep saying it's not a banking event. It's not the sun flares. It's not this. It's not that. And all these things that they say it's not, but they don't say what it is. So it's kind of interesting, but being that Snowden is talking about it, my odds are with some kind of a regime change or government major announcement, something along those lines. Who knows? Could be even be disclosure, but I have a feeling it might be a little more. You know, it's probably something to do with the money system. A lot of banksters are dropping dead out there. They seem to be committing suicide by shooting themselves in the back of the head with a nail gun 6 times and jumping out of 13-story buildings and things of that nature. That's starting to be a little pandemic. And my feeling is that some of them were actually known whistleblowers that were going to talk, and some of them might have just said, "I'm done. You know, I'm, you know, going to get, you know, 30 years in jail or more or life, you know, for all the shenanigans I've pulled." So, you know, they're in a rock and a hard place, and so there's a lot of events going on, a lot of changes happening. So pay attention to that. There might be a big global reset coming. There's so many different things happening, but I don't want to go into those. I want to bring our guest on. Our guest is Patrick McCormick, and Patrick McCormick is a channel for Kartron. And I had the pleasure of meeting him the other night in a full moon ceremony where we did a lot of energy work and brought in a lot of energies and kind of rewrote our contracts and decided that we are going to start ushering in these higher dimensional beings and doing our part as a ground crew to help get this earth going and get it shifted and create this whole new paradigm. So without any further ado, I want to bring Patrick on the show. Patrick, are you with us?
Yes, I certainly am, James, and thank you very much for having me. It's an exciting time indeed.
Yeah. When did you first find out that you would be working with this entity called Cartron?
My friend and I were doing some time work, and there was some strange going-ons of messing with the timeline itself. And this was all the way back before Hiroshima and stuff, and through some certain, military technologies of observing the continuums. They were bringing in artificial events and taking out certain other ones that was prophesied. And so this then brought in another set of continuum or experiences and events, bringing in something like, I guess I'll call it the time is money paradigm, that wasn't really supposed to be here. There was a divine plan. And so we were working on doing the correction of their incorrection, and got to be a bit much. So around 1994, after a few years of doing this time battle, my friend said, we need some help. So Cartron came through, and he's from the realms of essence. So he just rolled up his sleeves and started facilitating and assisting the light in, kind of getting the back of the light worker, because there was a lot of non-intervention that was necessary during the Shadow Yuga time. And that was in 1994. So that's when that happened.
Now, this timeline event, I know there's multiple timelines and multiple realities, and we live in, many worlds side by side. There's so many. I mean, this gets, it's pretty crazy making when you really get into it. But the timelines, could you kind of talk about the different timelines as far as the potentials that we were looking at, and where those have changed now, and maybe the direction we're going in now?
Yeah, Cartron can explain this. But basically, we found out that they were continuing to create in alternate events. And the one that was prophesied, the divine plan, heaven on earth, the New Jerusalem, Eden or whatever, that had been planned for thousands of years, was scheduled to come in. And then by altering that, those events, it then threw that off, because it densified the spatial frequency here, SPATIAL, spatial frequency. Mm-hmm. And so that made it too heavy to have the age of prophecy come in. And there were a lot of beings of light, I guess we'll call them, that were holding these keys. And they had the dreams and visions of healing centers and everything else. So what happened was they were getting ready to have the reality coming in, and then that didn't. That was bounced out. So then they were kind of left holding the bag, creating a very challenging situation for the ones who were ordained to be here for certain reasons. And then the harder, more challenging stuff came in. It was really an interesting scenario. So that is an overview of it. So there was that primary timeline, then the artificial one, and Hiroshima shattered the continuum. Was so strong. And I think they've had 2,000 or 3,000 nuclear explosions at very specific points ever since then, which then compromised the constitutional integrity of the continuum itself, like the aura field of the time. And so what happened was it literally then allowed other adverse frequencies to come in of a much heavier nature.
I've definitely been on the butt end of that one, because we've been dealing with those entities for 26 years pretty intensely now. And now it does seem to be that, I don't know your take on it, but it does seem to be that the other beings are now jumping in, the higher beings, to take care of a lot of this mess, this Archon network and these lower dimensional beings that have just been wreaking havoc on the planet.
In this research of since 1994, actually since 89, I had a major transformation in 87, almost like a walk-in experience, but it was more like a spiritual hit and run on a vortex during the harmonic emergence in Sedona. And then I went on this interesting journey. And so I wound up in Hawaii. So those aren't really islands, they're the mountains of Lemuria, the ancient continent, and it was that place that was supposed to be fulfilled, because that's kind of what got split along with the electromagnetic grid. So there's an above and below type Shambhala and an electromagnetic grid system. So that was the primary timeline that was supposed to be coming in and making it a smooth transition. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Now that seems to be, it seems to be that consciousness, that Lemurian consciousness, where they were all pretty much, you know, they saw they worshiped the unseen God, the creator in all creation, and they're more family oriented and nature oriented. And, you know, they had their science as well, but it seems to be that is resurfacing again. And it's really putting some heavy dents into this old matrix, this old patriarchal matrix, or I call it the Archon matrix, that's in place. And people are just rising all over the place. And I think Maui is probably more so than others, because it is the heart chakra of the planet, where people are just calling out for freedom, and they want to start, you know, working under universal law and get rid of this tyranny and this old oppressive program of againstness and separation and greed.
In fact, it was here that was destined, because I was working with my friend who was connected with the primary ray system. And that then was receiving the main central source ray energy, and then it was dispensed to the 12 primary frequencies, which then became like virtues, which then became cornerstones of civilizations. And so it was going to land. It was going to come in, and it was that time that there was a little bit of Atlantean agenda going on, and there was some off-world life force mining contracts that got interfered with. So Lemuria was just going to come in and remove the necessity of this last shadow yuga, which is about 14,000 years. So it basically was it was interesting. And so it was this place that I was able to be immersed in and exposed to that God science, because it was the radiance factor where these beings would come in and bring in the cosmic frequencies and then radiate them to the material world. So yeah, it was that science that then allowed Kartron to formulate these things and distill them into the material world for people, so that mankind could really, it could be translated for the comprehension of the human consciousness.
Yeah, it does seem to be, things definitely got hijacked, and it's been going on for, I guess it got, the major hijack was Atlantis and Lemuria, and we're still dealing with the repercussions from that one. You know, it's funny, you look at the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, the old parties, you know, one was all around, you know, very, very service to self, you know, and separation and greed oriented and power over others. And it kind of followed the old Atlantean agenda when they fell. And the Democrats were more for the people, you know, and jobs for everybody and things like that. And now those two parties merged into, you know, one pretty corrupt, screwed up system. And you can't tell which one is which anymore. But, you know, it seems to me that that whole two-party system, which is just, you know, a puppet show, is coming to an end here. It really feels like it's just not going to be functional much longer, and that we are going to have this Lemurian rising experience again.
In fact, one of the reasons why people like what we say is because of 18 years of research. And so we don't sugarcoat this. And this became basically a giant life force extraction planet, where the human energy was being extracted. Not only that energy that was used for giving states of grace, blessings, life force, destiny, purpose, fate, you know, the fulfillment of Earth going back to her Eden self. It was not only taken from that, but it was used to suppress that for the very opposite reason of what that energy was given. And so it's that energy that was consistently fed up and extracted like an agricultural planet from the humans. And so now all of that is ceasing. So all the energy that fed and perpetuated this artificial, this pseudo hologram, which has no substance anymore as an expression, that energy is being reassigned back to where it came from. So these beings of light are literally getting their energy back of everything they've given out. And so the people who are more of an enlightened focus are really going to get a lot of juice now. And it's going to be a reconfiguring and a repatterning of the paradigm that's going on now.
And it does seem the energy is being totally removed from the old network, you know, the old powers that were, let's say, or the, you know, the Bankster Corporation Consortium, Illuminati Consortium. Everybody has different names for it or subgroups to it. But it seems like those kingdoms or whatever you want to call them are collapsing right now. And those systems, as well as those who are aligned with those systems, are all seem to be imploding and crashing in on themselves.
Yeah, it's like a phantom hologram that was necessary to externalize the imbalance of power. And as it's is being fulfilled in mankind, the souls of the beings that occupy the human species are getting back to a level of balance. Its services are no longer required. So it's basically discreating, running out of power, and it will basically cease to exist on its own accord. Even though it's looking for a fight, it's good. It would have to fight itself.
Yeah. I always say, you know, resistance is futile, you know, because the energies behind this shift and the energies coming in are beyond anything we can imagine. And you know, no man can stop this, or, you know, no tyrant has the ability to keep that old program going. So it's just a moot point, you know. It's, I don't know why they just don't give it up and surrender and start focusing on, you know, their energies and assets towards the awakening and healing, because it really is their own way out. And if they were clever or smart or intelligent, this is where they'd be going. But I've always saying, you know, a lot of these tyrants, they're very clever, but they're not wise. And they've because they lack that wisdom, you know, and basic universal law and the consequences of operating outside of it, and because their egos or beings that are connected to them won't allow that, they are setting themselves up for their own demise.
Yeah, in fact, it's like you show me where it was engineered to not be like that, and I'll be very surprised, because it was designed to be perfectly broken. And so it's fulfilling its obligation, and then it'll
Yeah.
So that's what Kartron came through when he just started helping the beings of light to bring balance, because he's from the realm of essence, and these essential realms, the realms closest to source, so they have harm done to it, and then that was not allowed. So that was 10,000 years ago that he came in to help. They monitored this, and it was in 1994 that he started just doing a direct intervention to maintain the balance of the evolution of the polarity.
Yeah. You're breaking up a little bit. I think that might be the consequence of those solar flares. But I wonder if he's spoken much about the end of this. I know the planet is just going through crazy changes, and you know, nobody's talking about the Gulf Stream, which has pretty much been shut down because of the Gulf oil spill, and then the Fukushima event now, and all these other things, and just the insane weather that we're having. You know, I'm all for climate change. I'm not so much for global warming, because you know, the figures show that the planet has been cooling down, and I think it's just an excuse to keep chemtrailing everybody and reducing the population. But the other events going on, I'm curious, what does Kartron have much to say about the you know, the overall condition of the planet and where we're going?
Well, then I could just bring him in and you can ask him yourself.
Oh, great.
And this won't be a channeling so much. He'll be projecting geometries of light in my body. And, he's working on a signal, so it should be cleared up a little bit. So he will then be able to very answer the questions that you or anybody else has from his point of view, which is from the divine realms of a quantum state. So if you'd like, I could have him come through now.
Sounds great.
Okay, it won't take very long. I've done this a lot, so
Will you be open to questions later on in the road, down the road here on the show?
Absolutely.
All right, well, you're getting set up. I'm going to give those numbers out if people want to call in, and it might be a little while because we have a few questions, and towards the end we can go ahead and bring on some callers. But if you want to call into the show, the numbers are 888-627-6008. That's for USA and Canada. That's the toll-free line. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And the line one is 530-327-7602. Line two is 530-413-4522. Line three is 530-413-5011. And line four is 530-413-5011. Actually, it's the same. And 530-487-1043 is line five. So if you want to call in, we'll put you on hold until I get through, and then we'll bring on some callers. So is Carton with us yet? Or?
Yes. Hello, James. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you again.
For the purposes of full disclosure and consent, for all those who consent, this being will be scanning your beings to look into the spiritual levels of reality. And for all those who wish, we may be doing some divine energy work, which would be on your behalves for your benefit. So if you consent, then we will proceed. For those who want to observe, that is just fine.
Great.
Thank you very much for having us. Yeah, what was that?
I said, great. I can use all the help I can get right now.
That will be something to explore as time goes along, because boy, do you need some help.
Yeah. That was one of the questions that I have. There's a lot of us down here, a lot of the light workers that have just been really up against it and just challenged to the max. And I myself, because of the field that I'm in and ushering in these higher dimensional beings and talking about UFOs and free energy technologies and things of that nature, I seem to be of special interest to the powers that were, you know, that seem to be imploding. And I'd love to get any advice you might have on one, releasing any of the past things that have been done, such as, you know, the chemicals that we've been dealing with, the satellite hits, the black helicopter technologies, and whatever gray or reptilian technologies that have been used. If you have any techniques to both shield from these in the future and eliminate the residual energies from what's been done in the past.
Actually, as soon as you started talking about this, it's about 28 seconds ago, that cut out. Could you repeat the last 12 seconds, the first 12 seconds of that statement?
Okay. What I wanted to talk about was any advice you can give us on help concerning the a lot of us that are on the forefront. They've been, you know, bringing in the information about the higher dimensional beings, UFOs, free energy technologies, things of that nature, where, you know, we've taken some pretty severe hits, both, you know, with chemicals or with satellites or black helicopters or reptilian or gray energies, and maybe ways to release this residual energy, as well as put up some proper defenses to put an end to this kind of nonsense.
Okay, so we have scanned that over a short period of time of 1 to 2 Earth months, there will be over 8,000 or so beings listening and comprehending this conversation that we're about to have. We are going to be imprinting it in relative real time, so we'll be putting this energy in. Whenever you listen to it is when this will occur for you, so just flow with it. There is a process that we are going to energetically engage. Now, when you talk about those things, it sounds like one subject matter, but scanning indicates it must be clarified for full disclosure purposes that you are discussing about five primary subject matters. One of those being, which primary paradigm of operation are you in compared to that nefarious activity that has done all of these adverse processes and conditions? There is more than one paradigm, parallel continuum, that is available. And so your beings are literally, for those who choose it and want to get over of this well, we could call it the crap part, where they are trying to mess with you, is that your beings can intend to be open and available to the frequencies that are coming in, even with this solar event now, of the frequency adjustments, which will elevate you to a few higher vibrational layers or octaves of frequency, which will all put you into a different plane of experience than the interference patterns that you have formerly known. Do you get what we are saying so far?
Yes.
Okay, so as reality goes in vibrational layers, a person furthest away from the divine frequencies will, of course, be experiencing the more intense polarized vibration, the intense ups and downs of the polarity, even to the point of intensity and density, negativity, violence, and other things. As a being jettisons those frequencies and raises themselves up, you yourself will also probably comprehend that your interaction with these type of experiences has lessened as of at least in the last year and a half, where you are much less accessible of these adversities. And so as a result, as your beings jettison the density, because you are no longer required to hold those positions of light, of holding those keys and all of that, and as you release that in your covenants of being here, you are elevating and going to your natural states of buoyancy. So it is an automatic process. Add to that that the original divine plan, which bounced out, landed past 2012, and this world is running into it right now, and you have the perfect time to start living in the new paradigm now, which starts really start removing that adverse stupidity that's going on right now. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
And so, as a result, continue to intending to be connected with the highest vibration possible and allowing the shadow to be with itself and letting it take what it is seeking, which is itself. As a shadow engages someone, if it takes itself, then it goes, basically. When that is gone, then your being no longer embodying it or hosting that, you elevate up to a higher plane. And so it is kind of an automatic recalibration and everything's going to its natural state. Now, what will happen also as a fine print of these agreements require disclosure is the density will get more dense because the light will be extracted from it that it fed off of and it no longer has right of passage to behold. For that is energy for life, not death. And so as a result, the density will eventually get so heavy that it will drop out of the floor of the earth reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So, that goes with the Native American prophecies where the beast consumes itself, you know, and becomes no more. And then we finally get the 1,000 years of peace and the reunion with the Star Nations.
Okay, now let's look at this little clause in the Federation protocols. There's been some reassignment, and because you guys took on extra density, that means that the 1,000-year cycle may not be required, and we could skip that part and just go into perpetual perfection.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that there will probably be no beast thing rising in another millennium, because mankind, quote, didn't get it or whatever. Whatever the politically edited religious, you know, texts say that must happen, although there is a lot of that which is quite accurate, it is translated in the form of mythology of the civilization's comprehension of the age that it was written.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is happening is there's a greater cleanup, and because you guys put up with a lot more, quote, crap, and paid the price, sacrificed yourself, gave up your dreams and visions, which was actually part of the collective divine plan, you built up a lot more positive, karmic kudos or whatever it is called here on this planet. And so the shadow then had a chance to be even more formulated and perfected, thus removing the necessity of its continued existence as a possibility for this earth world, because because Earth is going home to her star cell.
Mm-hmm. So the in a nutshell, basically, is we need to just release the past and focus on the higher consciousness and energy, our true essence, or our enlightened self, or our higher self, whatever you want to call it, and just keep moving up and out and out of the realm of these influences.
Yes. Now we are seeing some fluctuations in the electronics technology that is utilized in this communication. So we are making some calibrations and adjustments for it right now. And so, yes, it is that unified field that you are embracing now, like last night at the, beach experience ceremonial thing where we communicated and did the energy work. That frequency of the divine, in fact, NASA did lay it out in an illustration called the Fermi bubbles from the Fermi telescope, with an F like in Frank. And it is this energy of the gamic field, which is also the quantum state. By opening up to that, continuing to release this stuff, it will allow the natural states of your beingness as light to come in. And so therefore, the further this progresses, the easier it becomes, not more challenging.
I show that in my presentation as well, the bubble, and how it's like, it's game over time, basically, because once that bubble got activated, we've got to go forward into our enlightenment, and the old programs are pretty much falling away. It's funny, as we speak, I swear a little mini tornado just came right over the house here. So I think we got our own little cleansing just happened, but, it was pretty interesting. That was a
recalibration of the electromagnetic spin just now in the vortex area where you are.
Yeah, I love it when nature reacts to the work going on.
James, so for those who wish right now, let's just get right to this, shall we? Mm-hmm. And so we are going to now open ourselves up for those who choose it. Now, we are scanning. There's going to be a few thousand of you that will resonate with this information saying, yeah, that's it. So therefore, if you want to just go right to it and not have to deal with the process, let's play ball in that level. So all you have to do, it is not a process. It is not something to do. It is something to allow the beingness to emerge. And by intending this to the cosmos, to opening up your highest divine possibility, you can allow the natural progress of the evolution of your spirit, spirit being the raiment upon which the soul, which adorns itself with that, fashions the intellect and the character and personality, which then creates the identity of the individual. So just by allowing the natural process at the cosmos, which is conspiring very much in your favor with this divine solar activity, etc., astrologically and all of that, it is a natural process of awakening. It is the artificiality of this hologram that is bringing in all this pressure, but you can feel it is so losing its grip. And you can also see that there is much more intervention of the light. So for those who wish, let's open up and say, yes, please. Now we invoke the higher divine councils and request their assistance to come in and help us as beings of light, that contingent of heaven on earth, to embody as pillars of heaven on earth this energy so we may fulfill the destiny of ourselves and this world. And so how is the signal? Is it okay now?
Yes, coming through very clear. And the other signal, the spiritual signals, are coming in very clear. So, whoever wants to participate in that or to sit and sit with these energies and invoke that energy, feel free. Yeah. It's definitely coming in.
Okay, so let's play ball on the other level. If the shadow, as we could call it, which is that which is furthest removed from the light, wishes to engage, here are the terms and conditions of this contract of engagement for the light, because during ascensions, all contracts are renegotiable. If they want to play this game, we will use their soul as collateral, and we will put it into a cosmic equity account. And if there's any violation of the protocols of intervention, then we will just use that as a payment. So therefore, if they want to play, we will use their connection to source, which is what they seek the most, since they value that the most, because they gave it away. You will notice that the shadow keeps having to feed, because every time it gets something, it's taken from it. Mm-hmm. And so if they want to engage us, then they consent to we utilizing, and the cosmos utilizing their soul as the collateral, the equity or something to back that loan. And this then will hold that, and there will be an honorable engagement from now on. How does that sound?
Sounds good. So basically they'll be feeding on themselves until they figure it out or disappear altogether.
And also they might lose their collateral even further. So therefore, this will help rehabilitate them for those who choose it. And those who do not, it's not relevant anyway, is it, guys? And so, and therefore, this level of engagement, these are the terms for those who want to play ball this way, for those who are listening. Then, yeah, come on, we'll play. You've used our souls, our energy as collateral. So fair game. Right. Let's do this thing, shall we?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I was told a while ago that I need to sit down and rewrite my contract, and you know, and I was talking about how it's just getting really old, getting hammered again and again, and dealing with these, you know, discarnate entities and regenerate ETs and things of that nature, and you know, being on the forefront of this and holding the light and holding the Stargate there. But
okay, now. Now, James, you had mentioned about how to stop being, quote, messed with, right? Earlier, about 20
yes.
minutes ago. Okay, so here's the dealio. You see, because you guys are engaging in this polarized realm, it can engage back. But we are talking about elevating your buoyancy by jettisoning those things which you really didn't sign up for, because this artificial continuum was not something that was in a part of the contract. They kind of slipped it in as a rider of that, which, oh, no, nothing's happening type of thing. Hello, nobody home. And so here's the deal. If your beings are ready, then we can elevate you, which means you will be in a capacity of do not engage. Now, this requires that you do not engage the polarity. Therefore, it cannot engage you. And this will put you in a condition of diplomatic immunity. We will then invoke the galactic protocols. In fact, let's bring in the councils right now. Archangel Michael, please sound the clarion call as we open the portal to the Grand Hall of the Archangels. We now open a portal to the High Council of Arcturus. We now open a portal to the High Council of Andromeda. We now open a portal to the High Council of Sirius. We now open a portal to the High Council of the Pleiadian Venusian Alliance. We now open a gateway to the General Assembly Chambers of the Galactic Federation of Worlds. We now open a portal to the Karmic Board and a portal to the Halls of Judgment. Thank you, great councils of light, for attending the Sacred Enclave of Awakening. So therefore, through the protocols of intervention, let it be known that this being states, proclaims, decrees, and declares that now, for all those who choose it, to not engage in that way and no longer be subject to this experience while doing the work of creation of the love, et cetera, et al., then you can intervene and place around them a capacity of immunity, so no longer this interference pattern can be done, and therefore the light itself will not engage the shadow in its silliness, to put it briefly and save time. So this kind of disconnects you guys from that realm of battle. Now, this does not diminish your connection to doing your work here. It basically elevates you into a capacity of immunity, so that then you, in your elevated states, can then have a higher office of engagement And this will then allow for yourselves as the radiant light to be projected through you. And this will, it should allow the shadow to back off. Are you feeling our drift?
Yes. Yes. I understand that totally. I've been feeling that on an inner level that it's time to move up to a whole different level with different rules of engagement and to focus mainly on, you know, rewriting my contract and doing what I want to do versus, you know, being in reactionary mind and reacting to this onslaught of nonsense.
Yes. Okay. Now here's another thing. This being has three primary methods: a God gate, a pillar of transformation, and a still point within. Those are the things to bring in the gamic field. But there is another thing called an angelic crystal shield. It is a device which can utilize not only a shielding system, but a filtration system that will allow non-divinity to not be there. It's for sensitives and psychics, people who are too sensitive for this polarized realm that was artificially induced. Also, it is a device that can do things. So we can also invoke the great councils of light's technology to literally place geometric fields around you that will then act as shielding. So this being is stating for those who can consent that there will be extra levels of that. Should there be any engagement, then the terms and conditions of this universal contract is that the energy that they have as an asset will be utilized as collateral to ensure that there is proper performance and no fraud vitiated upon any party. At the same time, then there will be rules of engagement that will be followed at all times. Now, the reason we are projecting this strongly is because at some point in time, somebody's going to hear this. So these are the terms and conditions. So just know, everyone, that this is our disclosure because we are here to do our job from Central Source. And as the first contingent of heaven, we are going to get our job done. You do your job, but just realize your engagement with this, what we are doing, mandates also intervention from those realms of which we represent. So hopefully this was not too strongly stated, but it scanning indicates required, since you have a lot of friends on all sides of the spectrum listening to these transmissions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I know we have quite an audience, you know, you know, both within the system and outside the system. Let's just leave it at that. But it is getting quite interesting. So basically, I think it's important that people, listen to this interview again and sit down and engage it, you know, and focus on these energies and share them with your friends. Because I'm just overwhelmed with people calling me right now that are just getting hammered, you know, and they're calling out and they're right on the front lines and dealing with this nonsense. And I know a lot of it's due to agreement and some of their past karma and things as well. But it's just these are the tools that, you know, it's the old saying, God helps those who help themselves, and we can give you the tools, you know, but it's not our job to plow your fields, you know. So, but anyway, that being said, is there anything else you have to share or any other insights?
Yes, and we are going to now give a demonstration of how easy it is to get into that space where polarity and engagement of an adverse nature do not apply, if you would like. Mm-hmm. And so this is basically a simple meditation of invocation. What we call this is a guided awakening, and this will vibrationally elevate you out of that story and into what is more your true story, or maybe even in a state where you can observe yourself from the proper objective point of observation within.
All right.
Okay, so now everyone who wants to choose this, we are going to initiate something that is for those who wish We will bring in the second primary method, which is the pillar of transformation. This will be a swirling lavender vortex, because lavender is the color of the gamic field. So this will start out very small, like a pencil, counterclockwise to unanchor you from the realm of polarized engagement that many of you find yourselves in now. So just feel this descending from above in the gamic field. And there is a series of cosmic gateways that have been installed through the electromagnetic grid system. Just allow it to come in from that. And this is going through the veil, which usually separates mankind's perception from the cosmic unseen realm that the ships and all of our other family members and energy spirit guides usually operate. So just allow this pillar to come in now, gently descending through your beings. This is the field of oneness, the quantum energy now entering. And now we're going to expand this out. It goes past your feet and just out about 5 or 6 feet past your body. Now it's time to take, on the count of three, a nice deep breath and release all of this story, because we're going to send this up to be recorded as part of the witness statement. This is your Earth Field Report. So everyone, 1, 2, 3, nice deep breath, Archangel Michael. Let's harvest this with the angels of light now. Release everybody. Let it all go. Okay. Now allow this divine energy to fill in all the spaces that you are releasing. Feel this light elevate you. Okay, so now on the count of three, simply just relax and fall back into your center, in the very center of yourselves, and allow the divine space reality, the spatial vibration, the quantum state that's radiating from center, go to the center of that pillar. And now allow the quantum field to recalibrate your being. Okay, next wave of trauma, drama, intensity, density. We are scanning your lives. The light surrounds it of the quantum state, releasing it in a juxtaposition. Okay, and now just release this. 1, 2, 3, nice deep breath. Saint Germain, Michael, release this now. Let it all go. Hold on to nothing. This is being recorded into the mind of God. Okay, so now just allow this energy to stay with you, because now we are going to open up in your heart a crystal seed of light. This will be connecting you with the crystal heart of God. This is that divine energy during the season of love of Valentine's now to radiate through your being. So just feel the love of creation. Feel every part of your being. And now radiate it out to the extent of the energy so that you are a radiant beacon of love and light and divinity. So that is as far as we are getting to take you, because there will be some calibration and repercussions of the shadow matrix, because we are now connecting in with everything that everyone is connected with. That light is going through everything because it engaged you. We can engage it. So that is enough for now, so that it is a gentle higher raising of the reality.
That was wonderful. Beautiful energy coming in.
And so that is the final message, is that you can just be this divine light and it will automatically take you out of the polarized game. And this movie will become increasingly disincarnate, and you will observe it as this really wild experience. Even yourselves in that movie of what's going on, you can observe yourself in your own story. And it is an amazing thing to research and use this time while the shadow is still engaging you to study it and observe it, because it is going away. This time of engagement of adversity and density is very fleeting. So use it as a research project on this planet, because when it's gone and the light comes in, this will not be here anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an old saying, step away from your story, you know.
Yes, put down the planet and back slowly away.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one. Yeah, it's quite interesting. We get caught up in our story and the old programs, the old paradigms, and you know, the family issues and all the other things. You know, it's sometimes we just need to like take a break, get out in nature, get on the ocean, get somewhere, you know, and just get away from it all and get back in touch with your own divinity.
Yes, especially with the James Gilliland cruises around the world now. Oops, just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. There is somebody trying to get me to do a lot of cruises and to take all these trips and guide people on these trips and everything. And I've been asked to do it before. And what's funny is every time I was asked to go somewhere, it was right exactly when all hell broke loose. One, I would have landed right in the middle of the massive earthquake that hit India and for the Kumbh Mela. The other one was to go to Egypt, you know, during Arab Spring when that all broke loose. And each time my guide said, nope, not time yet, you know, don't go on this trip. So I thought that was quite interesting. I'm really glad I'm listening. And I know when we don't listen, we get our butts kicked quite a bit. But I think that's what this is all about right now is that now is time to start learning to listen. And a lot of people that are having, you know, major, I always say there aren't really any bad people. There's just bad listeners.
Yes. In fact, there are so many voices, the mind, the emotion, all of that. In this third primary method of the still point, once someone gets to that quiet place of being where they can objectively observe their life, the voices become quieter and quieter to the point of where they whisper. It is at this point where you will have the one voice of God within, and then you will always be in the perfect place, in the perfect reality, in the perfect time, synchronicity, flow, etc. But there are so many voices out there within ourselves that then are loud, but creation never needs to shout. It simply provides that innate wisdom of creation to us. And if we can listen to that or be available to receiving that frequency, then our lives perfect automatically.
Mm-hmm. And it does seem that now's the time we really need to learn to lead ourselves through our own heart and soul and go within and find out our own unique purpose for being here and getting on with it. You know, and getting out of this old paradigm and start stepping into the new one.
Yes. And so what would you like us to do now, us being of the divine realms?
Well, I don't know. I think after what we just did, I think that's quite a big chunk. You know, a lot of people, if they work on what was given, I mean, that's probably enough homework for now. We're reaching the end of the line here. Hopefully we can bring Patrick back on because I want to give people information so they can contact Patrick and then also be in touch with you again, Kartron. And again, thank you so much for coming in and assisting us with these shifts. And thank you ahead of time for any future engagements and assistance that you can give us in shifting this planet.
Oh, yes. And this being will be selling cosmic popcorn because we are doing all of this work so we can have the galactic concession rights.
All right. Sign me up.
Farewell. Thank you, James. Have a nice day.
You too. So let's see if we can bring Patrick back on.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah. Great. Awesome job there. Hey, we're at the end of the hour. I've got just 2 minutes left. So I wanted to make sure that people can get information to contact you to engage in any of your services and get in touch and assist you on that on your journey. So what's the best way that people can contact you?
Well, Kartron's email is kartron999, the number. So it's 999. @gmail.com. And then there's just a couple websites, kartron.org with the K, kartron.org and .info, and then Kartron1 with the number 1 on Facebook. So then they can just communicate through any of those methods, and then we'll be happy to get it. I received that right away. So if you want any information, and then we'll be informing people as we get moving along on quantum road trips and stuff to test a new paradigm on this stuff. So this is really cool that we had a chance to blast your listening base.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's awesome. I'm sure this is going to be felt around the world. But again, I can't thank you enough. Unfortunately, we're out of time. So great coming on the show, and we'll have to have you again on real soon.
Okay, yeah, thank you, James. If there's anything else, you let us know, and Cartron's available. And he does these global collective processes, including phone calls and stuff, where he joins everybody's energy into a divine matrix to show that we are the change that we want to see in the world. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. All right. I'm your host, James Gillen, signing off. Have a great evening. Watch the skies. Watch your own heart and soul. Get in touch with it and listen to that little voice within and go by those feelings. You know, there's an old saying, God is a feeling, and feel where you're going. And that be your guide. Anyway, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.